You asked a question, and you brought it on an interesting thing here. You said, can you name a famous Kyle? I could not. And then a couple, at least one NASCAR driver came up, and then two more, Kyle Petty and Kyle Larson, both NASCAR. And I'm like, okay, so you must just
drive a car real fast?
That's it. Because it's either you're a Kyle that drives a NASCAR, or you make B-rated movies, and that's all it is. That's all we can come across.
Works for Disney or Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
That's
their B-rated department too.
Right. That's about it.
Okay.
I read this morning, and you're never going to think of it any differently now. Throw pillows are the stuffed animals of grown women.
Well, ain't that the truth?
I know. And I have to have them perfectly on the couch before I leave every morning. I think this drives that crazy. So we have our blankets on the couch and our pillows and stuff like that. I've got, you know, the two throw pillows over here, and then I've got about four over here because we have a sectional.
Mm-hmm.
And every morning he's got them all over the place, willy nilly, and I have to fix them. And he's like, why do you fix them? We're just going to come home and sit on that couch again.
Yeah.
And we're going to mess it up. I said, because we have a dog walker. We have somebody who comes into our house every day. I want our house to look a certain way. Plus,
they're focused on getting the dog out.
They're not
focused on the pillows on the couch.
But I still like I cannot leave the house unless everything is put a certain way.
All right. I can understand to a degree. Like, I will tell you, and I love this. This is one of the things that I sit there and I go, yeah, you know, you can ride me on this one to make sure that I do it. So 6059 is the I want no clutter on the counter, everything cleaned off before the end of the night.
Yes.
I appreciate that. I'm still not perfect at it. I have my corner of paperwork, and I know it drives her absolutely nuts. Mm-hmm. I get it. I know it. I'm aware of it. I just have yet to motivate myself until I get a good hard swift kick in the ass to do anything different.
You need like a basket or something.
Okay. You're right. But then also with the pillows, you said that they are the stuffed animals of grown women.
Yes.
She has said, she goes, I will not bring over my pillows until I'm 100% sure that...
About this relationship?
No. No, but there was another comment made this morning where I stopped in my tracks. I'm like, oh, that was kind of a very quick comeback. I'll tell you that in a minute.
Okay.
So she apparently has lots of pillows. Well, I'm not sure anymore.
As all women do.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Lots of stuffed animals for the grown ladies.
Yes.
I'm not 100% sure if it's because Gavin likes to do flips on the large couch. Like, he will do a full gymnastic show and flips in the air. I'm not even kidding. From one end of the sectional to the other. And but he throws all the pillows off first. So first we didn't want him on the little splotch. I have this weird spot of carpet in the living room that I need to hardwood the thing. But either way. We don't want it there because, well, obviously Ginger was a puppy at one point in time, very small.
Okay.
But, you know, they never seem to make it back on the couch, or she's more concerned that Ginger's going to tear him off the couch. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Either way, wouldn't want to offend your stuffed animals.
Wait, what is, so she said, I'm not going to bring the pillows over till what?
She didn't say till when. She just said, and that's why I'm not bringing them over right now. So I have to live with her stuffed animals not coming over because of either Gavin or the dog.
I bet you you're sad by it.
You know, for me, the only thing I don't want to do is not have them on the floor. If that makes sense. Like, we have throw pillows too or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I just want them off the floor. They don't have to be arranged a special way, you psychopath.
No, they have to.
I just called you a psychopath.
because my couch is an emerald green. You can't have the emerald green stuffed pillow on the back next to the emerald green. You got to break it up with the gold pillow.
Nobody cares unless your dog walker's gay.
And then I don't know.
He never noticed.
Don't know. Don't know about their sexual orientation at all. So gold pillow, then green pillow, because you got to break it up, and then the pink pillow. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God. 6059, because I have really nice throw pillows. Okay, but that doesn't explain. Is it Ginger or is it Gavin throwing them everywhere?
Or is it both?
It could be both, Heather. I get up between 3 and 4 a.m. every day so I can have dinner made and my house just right before I leave for work. Okay, that's dedication to get everything ready before you go.
Yeah, I try to. Like, I'll do the dishes and stuff like that beforehand, because that's when I'm operating the best. I don't operate really well after work.
I was right. It's both. She won't bring the adult stuffed animals over because of Gavin and the dog.
Mm.
And probably because she's looking at me going, I got questions. That being said, this morning I come out of the closet. This comment gets dropped on me today. Huh. Am I putting on weight again? I got to ask you this. Wow, that's a long pause.
Well, yesterday I would have said yes. Today I would say no. I think it depends.
I am dying to hear this.
Come stand over here. Come stand over here.
All right. Excuse me a minute.
So yesterday I thought so only because, and I normally don't think about this at all, but your face looked a little fuller yesterday.
I might have had a lot of salt. I don't know.
But today you look very thin.
Okay. Because I come walking out of the closet this morning. And
is this something that you're self-conscious about?
Yes.
Usually? And okay.
Not usually, but this is something I don't want to do. I don't want to go back to a heavier state, like much heavier. Well, first of all, in the past 2 weeks, I was called fluffy.
By your significant other?
No, Ginger came up and said,
well, no.
Yes.
I was thinking your cat, your kids.
My cat.
No, I mean your kids. I can see like your kids like grabbing your love handle and saying, Dad, you're fluffy.
I got told I was fluffy. And then this morning I come walking out of the closet I go, well, that's it. I'm going to have to break down and buy a new pair of jeans. Didn't miss a beat. Goes, oh, your old ones aren't fitting?
Oh.
And I go, no, there was a hole ripping in the knee.
I can't
wear them to work. Like, okay.
So are your jeans tight?
Yeah, no, I would be lying anyway, either way. Don't you worry about a thing.
Oh.